Hello, love. Welcome back to A School Audio Sessions. Welcome. It is the week of U.S. Thanksgiving, and of course, there is so much gratitude happening everywhere in our world, whether you're participating in our 7th annual Grateful as Fuck Challenge, or you are just continuing with your daily gratitude practice. I just want to remind you how incredibly grateful I am for you. So thank you for being here. Thank you for your continued trust, support, and love. It is my greatest joy to support you, to love you, to guide you, and to serve you. So thank you. This also may be a little chaotic or hectic week for you the next couple weeks. So you know I have to remind you, do your very, very best to be where your feet are. Repeat, be where your feet are. Be where your feet are. And breathe. Okay, let's get into it. So a couple weeks ago, I posted a solution session in our Facebook group and on our A School Instagram page. And I wanted to talk about it. There was incredible conversation in this solution session. So there's a few themes that I think are critically important, which is why I am focusing on that for this episode. So in the solution session, the themes were brand experience, communications, marketing value, and lifetime client value. The problem: a stylist realizes their books are a bit more open than usual the last few months, and they are not as booked as tightly for the upcoming holiday season. They don't know why it's happening or what to do. So the solution: what are a few of the first steps you'd take in if you were coaching this person, or if this person was you? I've shared in conversation, I've shared in solution sessions, I've shared really throughout the year in our workshops that there was absolutely a possibility that clients were going to get a little more fussy and selective based on the either real or perceived economic stressors that are happening in the world. We started talking about that back in January in the 2023 Trends and Outlooks workshop, talked about it in the Elevating Client Experiences workshop, talked about it a lot in the monthly relevant news installments, and actually talked about it in the last audio sessions episode. So a few interesting themes came up. Of course, coaching and communicating and helping these people is yes, of course. We definitely want to do that. And then there was some discussion of different types of marketing, which we'll get into in a minute. One thing that was really, really interesting to me was the idea of availability or lack thereof. And we've spoken many times in A School about black and white thinking, about extreme thinking, and how in the salon industry, the idea of boundaries was very distorted and almost became, instead of healthy boundaries, was presented as walls. And those walls actually became an overcorrection for the lack of healthy boundaries that people realized was they did not have boundaries pre-pandemic. And so instead of moving towards healthy boundaries, what we saw, I'm generally speaking here, what we saw was an overcorrection, confusion around what actual boundaries are, and instead put up walls. And those walls looked like inflexibility, low availability, agreements, quote unquote, policies or contracts that made it incredibly difficult to do business with. And as you know, if you've been in A School a while, if you've done any of our workshops around brand, around agreements, around lifetime client value, around all those marketing and brand fundamentals, you know that We don't want to be hard to do business with. We want to be simple to do business with, in alignment with our brand, right? In alignment with healthy boundaries. So I just wanted to raise this because I just thought it was so, so interesting. Hannah shared, one thing I've realized, as Stacy shared, is the availability of clients today is different than the last few years. I've noticed more of my clients are potential clients needing evenings and weekends. I've adjusted my schedule. So, and Stacy was talking about the same thing, availability. So when we are looking at what drove that, and again, oh, you all have different clientels, you all have different brands, you all have different business models. So again, we're speaking generally here. Some of that shift is that people are the people that were working remote are now being asked to come back to the office, and that's been going on for about a year and a half strong. And in the last eight months, or this year, starting in 2023, it's gotten even more intense. If you read the news, you can see news about like Amazon, who is now letting people go that aren't going to return to the office. I think theirs is a minimum 3 day a week. So again, your brands are all different. Your business models are different. Your locations are different. Your clientele are different. However, this availability thing is such a key in understanding how we can, for younger people, build a clientele, but even in retaining a clientele, right? And that extreme overcorrection of inavailability, lack of availability, whatever the word is, that's a big, big deal, right? That's a big, big deal. So that's kind of one theme that I wanted to just bring to your awareness. If you've been thinking about it, awesome. If you haven't been thinking about it, it's definitely something to consider. The thing that also came up in a few of the of your solutions were about communications. And this is, I know I sound like a broken record, but there is this fundamental communication that is so simple and so seamless that tends to be overlooked. And that comes back to post-experience follow-up, right? In that those communications that we talk about often in our workshops and literally everywhere. And also in that checking in with clients that are outside their regular maintenance schedule, running those either weekly or biweekly or monthly reports and doing outreach. Kristen has shared a few times now that that has been one of the biggest revenue generators, additional revenue generators for her business. And when she started doing it, she was shocked, like just shocked. And yeah, I mean, people fall off, right? People fall off. And we have to not assume that they're falling off because they don't like us, right? They don't like the experience. There are several reasons why people could fall off the schedule. And the simplest one to address is falling off the schedule simply because humans are humans and we're busy and we forgot to pre-book, or we had to cancel and then forgot to reschedule, or we just got distracted, or there are so many reasons why we fell off the schedule. And as a business, it's your responsibility to, if you choose to, of course, to reach out and say, "Hey, Nina, I miss you, right? Where you at? Let's get you back on the schedule and, you know, whatever." So, and again, in our workshops and everything, we have all that dialogue for you. Of course, you always want to align your dialogue with your brand. However, it is these two communication fundamentals, post-experience follow-up and checking in with clients that have fallen off the schedule. Those two things right now, those are fundamentals, right? Meaning that should just be part of the regular system. And then, of course, there are other variables like we were talking about earlier with availability and those types of things. So I just want you to think about that as you're considering your 2024 plans, as you're looking at your business. Remember, it's typically the simple fundamentals that get overlooked, that get forgotten, that maybe we fall off and aren't, we were doing it, but we got whatever. It is those fundamentals. As long as we're doing those, then we can really focus on what's the real problem. Because yes, there could be other problems, but we want to make sure we're executing those fundamentals consistently before we look for additional new solutions, right? Fundamentals first, always the fundamentals first. So thank you for everyone that participated in that conversation. It's a good one, and I'll link it to this audio session in the membership site. We have a new workshop that we did, I guess it was last week or a couple weeks ago, Leading with Love Through the Tough Stuff. It's definitely one you want to listen to, whether you lead a team or you're working with tenants or clients. It's a really good reminder and review around healthy boundaries, conversations, clear communication, all that type of thing. So if you decide you want to dive into a workshop over the next few weeks, that's a great one to dive into. And if you're still kind of unsure how you are going to do some of your seasonal marketing over the next 6 weeks, of course, we have the seasonal marketing and planning workshop for you in the membership site. I will be live in our Facebook group this coming Monday, November 27th, for an office hours live. So if you can join me live, I would love that. If you can't join live and you have questions, topics you want me to chat about, just message me, email awesome@passionsquare.net, or DM me on the socials, and I will be sure to talk about those topics. And then lastly, I am taking some time off. One of my best friends of a lifetime is visiting Oregon, and she's arriving this morning. So I will be off for the next 4 to 5 days. I'll probably check in once a day in the morning in A school, but I will be pretty much off work, enjoying time with my bestie who I have not seen in about a year and a half. So I'm really looking forward to it. I know that this time of year can be difficult. And so I share this every year, but for those of you that are new to ACE School, or if you need a reminder, what's most important if you are struggling is for you to prioritize your self-care and determining what that looks like and feels like for you. So that could be logging off the socials, because I know for me, the socials can be super triggering, particularly around anniversaries, holidays, those types of things. And so something to consider is logging off and doing something that brings you comfort. That could be laying in bed and watching a movie. It could be eating your favorite snack. It could be snuggling with your fur children, whatever it is. And the advice that has been shared with me for about 16 years now is just do your very best to remember that it is temporary. It is temporary. And tomorrow is a new day. Tomorrow is a new day. And sometimes you just gotta hang it up for the day and turn off the devices and just sit in it. Always knowing that there is hope. Always knowing that it's not always gonna be like this. So I know you all know how much I understand this feeling, and I am always holding you in my heart, in my prayers. It has been another rough year in our world, and many of you individually, you know? Sometimes life, business is just brutally unfair and painful, and also can be incredibly inspiring and joyful. And that's just the way it works. That is the rhythm of it all. So please know I am wrapping you in so much love and understanding and compassion. And I fucking love you. Thank you so much for listening. Have a peaceful week. I am so, so, so grateful for you. Bye.